Hello guys, this is Olivia here today to talk to you about Galapagos penguins. So, some of you might not know who Charles Darwin is, but he was the one who went to the Galapagos Islands and discovered that there was life on the island, for example, the Galapagos penguins. So yes, the Galapagos penguins are an endangered species. And they can reach up to 19 to 20 inches in height and 4.4 to 8.8 pounds. And females are usually smaller than males. The females lay 2 eggs in cracks or depressions made from lava flows. They can survive 15 to 20 years in the wild. The Galapagos penguins is a penguin epidemic to the Galapagos Islands. It is the only penguin found of the north of the equator. Their diet consists of small fish such as mullets and sardines. They depend on the ocean current to bring the fish to their feeding grounds. Because they are a small-sized animal, on land, the penguins fall prey to crabs, snakes, rice rats, cats, etc. In water, they are preyed by sharks, fur seals, and sea lions. Now time for some facts. The Galapagos penguins will remain with their same partner for their entire lives. After their eggs hatch, the chicks will mature into fecalings, unlike other penguins. The fecalings of the Galapagos will stay with their parents after this event, being fed as chicks into young adulthood. Like other penguins, the Galapagos penguin doesn't have teeth. The birds snag fish with their beak instead and have ridges of their tongues to help swallow their prey. Galapagos penguins molt up to 3 times each year, shedding their feathers and unable to go back into the water until a new coat grows. The Galapagos penguins are one of the world's rarest penguin, with an estimated population of less than 2,000 breeding pairs. Galapagos penguins are the only penguin to live on the equator. The closest relatives of the Galapagos penguin are African penguins, Meligian penguins, and Humboldt penguins. And that is it for the Galapagos penguins. Stay tuned for the next episode about the Galapagos turtles. Thank you. Have a great day.